The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1585. Today is the 12th of September 2022, and I'm your host, Beth. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about you can't predict when and where your dog needs to go to the bathroom. Toilet training dogs can be a difficult task. The dog should have its own permanent place. The process will be long but rewarding for you and him.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot Door AI. Okay, let's get to it. If you follow a consistent toilet training schedule for puppies, it should not take long for your dog to learn how to relieve himself outside. Although it may seem impossible, even stubborn puppies can be taught to relieve themselves outdoors. Peeing is for the outdoors only. Otherwise, teach your new puppy that pottying inside the house is fine. To make sure your puppy is comfortable urinating outdoors, think about if anything could stress out your dog and make him fearful. If your pup is peeing indoors right in front of you, you may want to hold up a hand to break up while your dog is peeing. Keep an eye on your puppy anytime they are enjoying a little bit of freedom outside their crate or pup area, so that you can look out for signs that they need to potty. If your pup finished their potty session before you let them out, and now they are void, releash them, bring them back in, and reset the timer for their normal routine. If possible, scoop them, leash them, and go quickly toward the door, leading them toward the potty zone that is 10 feet away. If you are struggling with house training, and do not know how many times per day your pup needs to poop and pee, then get them outside every hour leashed. If your pup from a mill is afraid outside, do your walks inside for several days or weeks. It is safe to bring your pup outside for elimination, even at a very young age. For many puppies from mills, using poop pads or newspapers will train your dog initially to relieve himself inside. When training a dog outside, take something that you used inside and put it out into an outdoor area to help the dog learn a new correct place to go. The particular spot could be the corner of your backyard or a fire hydrant outside, but choosing one particular place will teach the dog that there is a method to the madness of home training. The misty mouth method, which teaches your dog that there is a designated place for him or her to relieve himself, makes potty training a breeze for a new owner to do with their new pup. Potty training a grown dog may look very similar to training a puppy, depending on your circumstances. The process of training a puppy to learn appropriate times and places for elimination takes determination and patience. House training a puppy does not happen overnight. It takes plenty of time, patience, and consistency to correctly house train a dog. While you should begin toilet training a puppy once they are at home, it takes time and patience, and each pup is different. Potty training should start once you get a puppy or an older dog home, but with a puppy, do not expect much progress until they are between 12 to 16 weeks. If your puppy or adult dog has been going potty in a crate or enclosed area prior to arriving in your home, some extra time, patience, and encouragement to retrain your dog's habits is needed if you are hoping to get them fully house trained. As with puppies, training your adult dog to go potty must start by developing a schedule both you and your dog can adhere to, with daily feedings of two meals around the same times every day, about 8, 9, 10 weeks after approximately 8, 9, 10 weeks, or when a puppy arrives in its new home, a dog should be taught to potty outdoors. When a pup really needs to go during the middle of the night, make sure you put on the least amount of lights you can, maintain a calm attitude and tone, tell your new pup that it is time to potty, and walk straight out or into its own poop mat. If you are going out for an extended period, it is best to keep your pup somewhere he can go if he needs to. You may even want to put your pup's carrier near your bed at night, which will help keep your dog safe and give easy access should you need to bring him outside for an overnight potty break. Dogs do not like to relieve themselves in places they are sleeping or eating, so training your pup to feel comfortable in the crate is a good way to keep them from having accidents around the house. Sometimes younger puppies living with older, house-trained dogs. Older, house-trained dogs will indeed learn how to use their older siblings for outside pissing, but this does not stop them from also pissing inside. I also see that house training takes more time to happen with the switch from using indoor potty pads to a solely outdoor schedule, because your pup is learning a new habit, and may expect to maintain it for longer than he is capable of. Using paper, potty pads, or other indoor-only voiding devices when
you expect your pup to use the outdoors for toileting when he is older may delay training. Reverse potty training is something that can happen with puppies, recently adopted rescue dogs, or even indoor dogs who have lived at the house for years. puppies purchased at a pet store, and others obtained in large-scale breeding operations, are usually extremely hard to train. If you are working on training a puppy for potty training, some behaviors, like peeing inside the house after being outside, are going to make your head spin. As you can see, there are a lot of reasons your pup keeps peeing inside the house after being outside. Another thing that helps to distract puppies who are easily distracted and forget they have to go to pee is training them to go in their designated area for potty breaks.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Beth, and this was episode 1585 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.